It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And it's VK1WIA bringing you the WIA National News for week commencing July 7, 2024. And this week, two vice presidents, the VP of ARASA and the VP of WIA join us. Two YODA members, VK2MV and VK2COD. And from the ARDC team, we highlight a member of their grants evaluation team, VK2TDS. Now, I fully understand we ham radio ops love acronyms. So, for the newbies, ARASA is Radio Society of Australia. WIA is Wireless Institute of Australia. YOTA is Youngsters on the Air. And ARDC is Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Now, wait, there is much, much more in this edition of news. Well, in most editions of WIA National News, but it has been brought to our attention that several rebroadcasters are editing for whatever reason. Now, we would ask you, do us the courtesy, run the news in its entire 30 minutes, not 29.58, not 25. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB, down to the news at hand.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Amanda, VK1 Whiskey X-Ray.
I am Pete, VK2 LP.
Hi, this is Stephen, VK3 SN.
This is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
I'm Gordon, VK4 VP.
I'm Phil, VK6 Golf X-Ray.
G'day, this is Peter, VK4EA, on behalf of the WA board. A work trip saw me in Melbourne for a couple of days this week. Something was wrong with the thermostat, though. This VK4 got a bit of a shock walking out of the airport. The short trip allowed me to catch up with President Scott, VK3KJ, and Lee, VK3GK, for an informal dinner at the Eastern Suburbs pub. Some great chat, as it's rare for us board members to meet face-to-face these days. I'd finished my stuff early on the Tuesday, so I took the opportunity to drop into the Bayswater office to meet Bruce, VK4DEE, our diligent executive officer. It was good to meet Bruce finally in person after a lot of phone calls and emails. I got the tour of the office and observed the huge amount of historical materials stored waiting for attention. I reckon our historical people need a bit of a hand. Please get in touch if you have some free time and some knowledge of cataloguing and archiving. It would be a tragedy if the material was lost without knowing its value. The visit also reinforced the functionality gaps of MemMet to me. However, the members will be pleased to know we have been working with MemMet to improve the renewal process, plus others, including auto-renewals and other payment options. And a quick plug for the risk conference to be held in Hobart in November. I, along with a few other VK4s, will be making the trip, as well as a few other board members. It'll be a good opportunity for us to connect. And the board is grateful for Grant Wills, VK5GR, for taking some time out of his Friedrichshafen visit to attend a number of IARU Region 1 meetings. This is again your WIA being represented internationally. This is great preparation for the Union Region 3 meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, this coming November. And that's it for this time. Cheers from Meanjin, home of the Turrbal and Yagara people. This has been Peter, VK4EA Vice President, on behalf of the WIA board.
Ham Radio News. Nobody does it better. We are VK1WIA.
Are you thinking of studying for your foundation level entry into amateur radio? Or do you know someone else who is? It's become a lot easier and cheaper to get into the hobby these days since the ACMA has done away with exam fees and annual licence renewal fees, and you only have to pay for your call sign once. That's a good start, isn't it? A good $100 or so towards your first radio is great. So how do you go about getting from thinking about it to being qualified? A good port of call is an amateur radio club that conducts courses. Most capital cities have these, and contact details can be found in various websites, including clubs at the WIA site and the ACMA website, where you can find assessors in your state who can advise you where you can access a course. You may choose to study on your own, and many people have chosen this path. There are resources available to guide you through the syllabus. A recent publication is the Foundation Level Study Guide, published by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia in early June this year. This study guide is in online format and can also be downloaded as a PDF. It's a true electronic book containing links to information sources and purpose-made instructional videos. The Foundation Level Study Guide is free for everyone. You can access the Foundation Level Study Guide online, and the links are in the text edition. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. International news with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, IRTS, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Leading this week's international news, return to service. Effective July 1, Logbook of the World LOTW has returned to service. It was opened a few days earlier for a period when close on 7,000 logs were uploaded. The logs were not processed until the weekend as ARRL tested the interfaces to LOTW were functioning properly. LOTW are taking steps to help manage what will likely be a huge influx of logs. They're requesting that if you have large uploads, perhaps from contests or from a de-expedition, please wait a week or two before uploading to give LOTW a chance to catch up. LOTW have also implemented a process to reject logs with excessive duplicates. So please do not upload your entire log to ensure your contacts are in, as they'll be rejected. Lastly, to report issues you're having with LOTW, contact support at lotw-help@arrl.org. Friedrich Scharfen, a shared passion for amateur radio brings people together. More than 11,300 attendees from 58 different countries gathered from the 28th to the 30th of June to engage in radio communication, acquire technical gear, and attend informative talks. For 3 days, more than 380 participants showcased the wide-ranging world of radio with 150 commercial exhibitors and international associations, as well as 230 flea market exhibitors. The joy of reuniting again with fellow hobbyists was clearly evident throughout the four exhibition halls and the foyer west. Many rodeo enthusiasts chose to camp overnight in their motorhomes at the exhibition site, where more than 560 vehicles were parked on all days of the fair. Some 77 young technology enthusiasts delved into the realms of science and rodeo at ham camp. Discovering, tinkering and crafting, the young participants engaged in a technical scavenger hunt, decoding Morse code, solving quiz questions, practicing soldering, and taking part in various other activities. There's good news for hams in Germany who've been enjoying part of the 4-meter band on a temporary basis. Regulators have extended the privilege through to the end of the year for Class A license holders. Operation on 4 metres requires the use of horizontally polarised antennas and no more than 25 watt CRP from a fixed station location, and remote transmissions are prohibited. Use of the 4-metre band has slowly been expanding in some European countries. The German regulator began issuing temporary privileges for 4 metres 10 years ago. ARDC. Often we mention the great work of the ARDC team. This week, we're highlighting Grants Evaluation GET member Daryl Smith, VK2 Tango Delta Sierra. ARDC, or to give it its full name, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, the mission is to support, promote and enhance digital communication and broader communication science and technology to promote amateur radio, scientific research, experimentation, education, development, open access and innovation in information and communication technology. But back to GET member, VK2TDS. Daryl has enjoyed analysing the results of the work that ARDC has funded, stating, "I feel privileged to be a part of the team." Licensed in Sydney here in Australia more than 30 years ago, Daryl became a ham to experiment with packet radio and has loved every minute of it. After many years of focusing on VHF, Daryl got his first HF radio early last year. When he's not volunteering at ARDC or on the air, Daryl is a consultant electrical engineer, where he had the amazing opportunity to work as a microwave and satellite engineer and RF technician on the set of Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, where he cites as the work he's most proud of. In his spare time, Daryl also enjoys recreational running, where he averages running about one marathon a year. To learn more about Daryl, you can check out his company website at radio-active.net.au/web4. That's it from VK1WIA National News and the International Slant. VK1WIA is the flagship station of all WIA news outlets from print to social. To the best of all, genuine voice on ham radio bands. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2024. VKSHI, as you'd recall, was run and won back in June. Contest manager is Diane Mayne, VK4DI, a long-time contestant in DXA, and she joins us later with the results. IAAUHF World Championship July 13-14, 0 hours UTC Saturday and 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. The aim of the contest is to support amateur soul training in radio communication, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and also intercommunicating with other amateurs around the world. Especially IAAU member society headquarters stations, including our own VK3WIA. Sidel will do me winter sprints. Hope you've started, but this contest is all July. It's the greatest ZL Sprint Series held at 0800 hours Zulu Tuesday nights. As before, this contest from New Zealand starts with 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB, and then 30 minutes of FT4, all on 80 metres. The CW-SSB exchange is RST and your outside temperature. The FT4 exchange is your four-digit Maidenhead grid locator. Trans-Tasman Open Contest, July 21st. Only contest bands at 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and radio PSK. Yoda Contest 2024. The next session of this year's Yoda Contest will be from 10 hours to 21:59 hours UTC 21 July. On the five classic bands using CW and SSB, everyone can work everyone. RSGB Yoda Contest July 27. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. 44th Alara Contest, and this Alara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Starts Saturday 25th August 2024 at 0600 hours UTC. Ends Sunday 26th August 2024 at 0559 hours UTC. Oceania DX Contest. This year's contest will be held October 5th and 12th respectively. Now let's step to the DX window and check on four major operations to work. Federal Republic of Germany. Special event stations DL2024E, DL2024U, DL2024R, and DL2024O are QRV until July 14 during Euro 2024, the 17th edition of the UEFA European Football Championship, QSL by the Bureau. GX4LMR will be operated by the British Railways Amateur Radio Society from the 5th to the 14th of July, to commemorate the first amateur test on a moving railway train in 1924. Operators plan to concentrate on the 40-metre band, depending on conditions. QSL GX4 LMR via the Bureau. Special call sign HF 25 NATO is active until the 31st of August, marking the 25th anniversary of Poland joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Certificates and limited edition QSL cards are available. Visit qrz.com for details. New Zealand, Wireless and Wool on ZM100DX. Celebrating historic 100-year Trans-World Radio contact. This contact was by Morse and was the first ever Trans-World two-way radio communication of any type. It was from Shag Valley Station, Otago, and the contact was with Cecil Gorder, G2SZ, at Mill Hill School, London. ZM100DX will be on the air on-site in Shag Valley Sheep Station. The main planned contact is between Shag Valley Sheep Station and Mill Hill School, 18th October, and other celebration events are planned for the following day or two. NZAAT Branch 30 sincerely invites all amateurs to take part in this celebration and join in marking the 100th year since the original QSO. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in this segment is astronomy, Perseids meteor shower. The Perseids meteor shower is almost upon us again, with activity expected from July 17th until August 24th, with best peak dates the 12th and 13th of August. Although we in VK are not as lucky in seeing the full spectacle, it is possible without travelling to the Northern Hemisphere. The source of the shower is the comet Swift-Tuttle. Earth moves through the comet's tail and fragments of comet debris burn up in our atmosphere, and the shower is most intense when Earth is in the dustiest part of the trail. For meteor scatter fans, this is without doubt the most anticipated meteor shower of the year, with VHF contacts up to 2,000 kilometres away by using ionised trails caused by the fiery streaks to refract signals. For sky watchers, the best time to watch is during the hours before sunrise. At its peak, the Perseid meteor shower can be expected to produce a rate of around 100 meteors per hour. But as an example, VK6 hams will likely only see a handful of meteors per hour, even at the shower's peak, because the meteor shower's radiant point is very low in the sky from there. On our east coast, the place to be is about 30 kilometres north of Sydney, Palm Beach Headland, which has been recognised for its night sky beauty, with Dark Sky International officially designating it as an urban night sky place. The area becomes only the world's 10th urban place recognised by the Dark Sky Arizona-based organisation and the first in the Southern Hemisphere. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Faith. This year, the annual Churches and Chapels on the Air event will take place on Saturday, the 14th of September. If you're planning to put your church or chapel on the air, please email John, G3XYF, via jhresdell@gmail.com. and he'll add you to the list of participants. Check the text or video version of this segment for the spelling of John's email address. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier.
Hi, this is Shane, VK4KHZ, the ARIS Coordinator for Australia, with a summary of recent, and of course, if we can notify you early enough, upcoming ARIS events for this region. On Thursday, the 27th of June, a successful ARIS educational outreach event was hosted via ARIS ground station VK6MJ and operated by Martin Diggins from Mandurah in Western Australia. This telebridge contact was scheduled with US astronaut Jeanette Epps, amateur callsign KF5QNU, and using the amateur radio station NA1SS on board the International Space Station as it passed over the west coast of Western Australia. The school involved in this contact was based in Perez in Argentina. The student participants received some very detailed and thought-provoking answers to their list of questions from Jeanette. Then, once again, on Monday the 1st of July, Martin VK6MJ was again the ground station that facilitated a very successful telebridge contact with the Moroccan School of Engineering Sciences, which is based in Casablanca, Morocco. With this event, the students had prepared 20 thought-provoking questions for US astronaut Jeanette Epps, of which 11 of the planned questions were answered during the 10-minute pass. The signals received through Martin's ground station were loud and clear. Just a reminder that when scheduled ARIS events do occur over Australia, the downlink frequency to listen to is usually 145.800 FM, plus or minus Doppler shift correction. And you'll usually find that the signals are very strong and easily received, even on a handheld. Until next time, this is Shane, VK4KHZ.
Thanks, Shane. And if you have a school or youth group interested in applying for an ARIS contact, then please feel free to contact Shane on VK4KHZ@bigpond.net.au, and he'll do his best to support you with your application. Still on space news, and Swedish Space Corporation, SSC, and US Space Transportation Company, Firefly Aerospace, have signed a collaborative agreement to jointly launch satellites with Firefly's Alpha rocket from the newly inaugurated spaceport at Esrange Space Center in Sweden, starting in 2026. Together, Firefly and SSC are establishing an orbital launch service in Europe with flight-proven launch vehicle supporting commercial, civil and defence customers. Charlotta Sund, CEO at SSC, said they were pleased to announce the historic collaboration that will have a huge impact on the global launch market, not least in Europe and the US. Reducing the current gap of orbital launch sites in Europe, this collaboration strengthens the transatlantic link between Sweden and the US, whilst offering unique space capabilities for the Swedish NATO membership. Owned and operated by SSC, Esrange has been operational since 1966, primarily supporting sounding rocket launches for microgravity and atmospheric research. Newly expanded infrastructure at Esrange now supports satellite launches, making it a significant contribution to filling the demands for orbital launch capabilities in Europe. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. The RSGB IOTA contest is on July 27. Eric is on the island and on the air as FP/KV1J from Miquelon Island, IOTA number NA032, until the 16th of July. He'll participate in the IIRU HF World Championship taking place on the 13th and 14th of July. FP/KV1J expects to operate primarily SSB and FT8 with a mix of some CW, RTTY and FT4. Listen on 83 to 6 metres, especially on 12, 10 and 6 metres. See QRZ.com for QSL details. JASEC SP5EAQ is planning to be active from Niue as E6AQ, callsign pending, October 22 to November 9. QTH is on the western side of the island, right by the ocean. This will be an SSB operation only on 83 to 10 meter bands. Participation in the CQWW SSB contest. The UA is a self-governing island country in free association with New Zealand, situated in the South Pacific Ocean, and is part of Polynesia. The island is commonly referred to as the Rock, which comes from the traditional name Rock of Polynesia. The UA IOTA listing of OC040 is located in a triangle between Tonga, Samoa, and the Cook Islands. Christian, using the call, DU3/F4EBK is on Luzon Island, IOTA number OC042, through to early 2025. You can listen for him on 20, 15 and 10 metres, where he may be found around 0009 UTC and after 2100 UTC, QSL via F4EUO. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amity Young Timers, IOTA. And with the latest news, it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. To encourage more interest in amateur radio, particularly for wee younger ones as well as Girl Guides and Scouts, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, also known as ALARA, has now introduced a radio challenge badge. This involves participants completing 6 activities from a list of electronics, radio and communication topics. By submitting a report detailing what they learned, participants will be able to gain a certificate of completion and a badge. In addition, ALARA has also added new information for beginners on their website. So please, spread the word about these items to anyone, scout or guide you know who needs some extra encouragement to get involved in amateur radio. More details can be found on the ALARA website. Now to Alan, VK2COD, with news about the IOTA camp in the Americas.
Thank you, Alec. Activation of the VE1 IOTA call sign from the camp in Halifax, Nova Scotia, will begin the evening of Sunday, July 7th and conclude on the Friday, July 12th. Campers will operate the very special memorial station as they finish projects between sessions and during their free time. In memory of Silent Key Bob Heil, K-Line EID, the youth on the air camshack will be named the Bob Heil K-9 EID Memorial Yoda Cam Amateur Radio Shack. Now back to you, Alec, with the great ideas of Q-Source turning clever when call signs become memes.
If you think there's something funny about this story, you're right. It's about using memes on the air. Yes, I'm talking about memes, not beams. Some of Ham Radio's youngest operators are on the air, though, August 15th, celebrating some clever, unusual call signs and spreading the smiles as they make contact. We will hear more from Newsline's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Then it's back to Cole.
Imagine logging onto the call sign DL0LOL in Germany, or GBOOTY in England. How about OO0F in Belgium? These are valid call signs that young radio operators in some countries are using for the fourth annual Meme Appreciation Special Event. It's mostly for fun and amusement. The young operators in Canada, who started this madness in 2022, explain the overwhelming philosophy on their website using these words, quote, "Why the heck do you do this? Boredom, mischief, and too much free time," end quote. They confess there's also a ploy of sorts to attract more young ops, who believe that people can sometimes be allowed to get silly on the air. Operators are using FT8 and SSTV in addition to SSB, and they're even activating some POTA locations. Listen on all of HF, but don't be surprised if some of these call signs show up on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and the QO100 satellite. Visit Meme Month CA. That's Meme Month, one word, .ca for details. Remember, these memes can be a scream. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. Shortwave listeners give aid at Indian train disaster. Emergency response doesn't always involve radios, and two shortwave listeners in India are proof of that. We hear about them from Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Two shortwave listeners studying to become licensed hams in India have more than proven that they already understand the community service spirit of amateur radio. They were among the many to rush to the scene of a deadly train accident in West Bengal on Monday, the 17th of June. Local media identified them as Kajol Roy and Shekhar Debnath, two members of the West Bengal Radio Club, and their swift actions have been credited with helping save lives after a cargo train and passenger train collided in the Himalayan foothills, killing at least 10. Local villagers also responded at the scene to assist with rescue. The club secretary, Ambrash Nag Biswar, VU2JFA, said the pair had set up camp to assist the casualties and were able to transport injured passengers to area hospitals. The two have had previous experience with disaster assistance, having helped out during the Sikkim floods late last year. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Thanks, Jim. And that's it for the segment for this week. Till next time, stay safe and warm. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia, from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. Here in Campbelltown, it can be heard on a host of frequencies, including 6 meters, 52.525 FM, and on the dural repeaters, on the 2-meter repeater on 147.000, and the 70-centimeter repeater on 438.525. I am Pete, VK2LP, for the WIA National News Service.
Hey, we're on the downhill path to the end of 2024, the uphill path to 2025. It's a date. Now remember, clubs are welcome to email text along with their audio for this section. In fact, with any section of WIA National News. VK4, Caboolture Radio Club Hamfest, 13th of July. VK3, Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. VK4, Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, the 24th of August at the Clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. VK6, Perth Tech 2024, September 21. VK4 again, Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. VK5 Amateur Radio Experiments Group Radio and Electronic Sales, Saturday, October 26 at Kilbourne. VK7 Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart. And VK3 Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17. So now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.